I'm paid in pounds, but live in America. And I'll tell you, it's expensive having a cupcake habit in California. Moving money around the world isn't cheap. There are fees for traditional bank-to-bank transfers. And then there's what you lose exchanging foreign currency. With more and more global business being done online, virtual money, not tied to a country or relying on a bank, sounds like a great idea. Enter Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is the first decentralized digital currency. Bitcoins are digital coins you can send through the internet. Compared to
online videos claim to explain Bitcoin in 3 minutes. It is complicated, but I'll try. Basically, it's virtual money that only exists online as a long string of numbers.
So Bitcoin's a new technology that shares a lot of the same characteristics as a currency or a commodity does. Just like gold, there's a limited supply, and the price is based solely on what someone will pay for it and what someone will sell for.
Jared Kenner started America's first Bitcoin exchange.
So the great value is that it's a technology that no one person controls. So the banks don't interfere with it, the government doesn't interfere with it. You control your money, you can send it where you want to who you want.
Okay, so I want to buy Bitcoin. How do I go about it?
Alrighty, so we're on Trade Hill right here. You can see the market chart right here.
It's as easy as buying any foreign currency. You transfer cash in and get Bitcoin delivered to your virtual wallet.
And there you go. Your order's been filled.
Already done. Great. That's simple as that.
Simple as that.
So now I've got Bitcoin bought on the computer. How do I spend it?
So we just go into your wallet here and send it to the phone. And then we go out and find a business that's willing to accept Bitcoin.
So we're in San Francisco and I took you to my favorite place that accepts Bitcoins.
Okay, it's pink, it's called Cups and Cakes Bakery, and it sounds like my perfect shop. Fantastic, hello there.
Hi.
These look great.
Welcome.
So what would you recommend we get?
I really like the lemon raspberry cheesecake and the Earl Grey.
Okay, we'll have one of those, and one of those, please.
All right.
Only a handful of places accept Bitcoin, even in a tech-savvy city like this.
So I've got my cell phone here. I just open up a blockchain info app that I've got on my phone. I scan the code that she gives me.
All right, that's fine.
And I push send, and the Bitcoins are on their way.
And it's not just cupcakes. Every transaction is anonymous and untraceable, so criminals can trade drugs and guns online with Bitcoin. But where did it start? Pounds and dollars have been around a while, and were initially backed by gold. Bitcoin started being generated by a computer program 4 years ago, but no one knows who wrote the software.
Bitcoin is a lot more secure than expected. It's not perfect, nothing is.
Dan Kaminsky is one of the world's most accomplished professional hackers.
2 years ago, I tried to break Bitcoin, and I failed. Bitcoin is not the first attempt at making a secure electronic currency. It is the first attempt that even remotely worked. We actually went inside the software to look at the quality of it. Bitcoin's alien technology, and it's really written to a standard of quality that you just don't see in most software.
So who records and verifies every Bitcoin transaction? You'd be surprised.
Hello, my name is Terry Floyd. I am a Bitcoin miner.
Where's the machine? How do you do this? Well, there it is, all neat in the corner.
Yeah, that is the GPU. It's an ATI Radeon 5850.
Okay, this is where it gets way too complicated. Terry and tens of thousands of computer nerds like him around the world use their processing power to try and be the first to solve a puzzle set by the Bitcoin software every 10 minutes. The prize is brand new Bitcoins. The puzzle double checks and publicly records every transaction. Their work, or mining for coins, helps to secure the whole system.
So it's definitely the future. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Just with the way technology is changing, there's absolutely no way that the existing...
You would expect Jared Kenner to be confident.
So it's inevitable.
It's new, but Bitcoin is no longer a geek currency. It's being traded and is very volatile. It was £20 in January, reached £170 this month, before halving in value. It's an unknown, but the potential of a currency independent of central banks and governments makes libertarians and big investors very interested.